Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
It's 8 o'clock on today. Coming up, tensions rising. Pro-Palestinian protests ramping up on college campuses nationwide. New arrests overnight. Some classes going virtual amid growing safety concerns. We're live with the latest. Remembering an icon, an in-depth look at the life of Barbara Walters.
Women in television today no longer have to begin as I did.
How she worked so hard to pave the way for so many.
She would put her job in front of everything.
And maybe she had to.
You were doing things no woman had ever done.
Then, speaking out. Celine Dion opens up about her medical condition, how she's dealing with stiff person syndrome, and whether she plans to perform again. The details in Pop Start. And stunt casting.
We need to keep it super profesh.
Cool. Do you want to make out?
Nope.
We're hitting the road with Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling as they team up for the new Fall Guy reboot.
Nobody would guess that this movie is the first time you two have ever worked together.
First.
And it'll be the last.
You know how people say, oh, it's effortless working with them?
Not at all.
So come along for the ride.
The Today Show's in the driver's seat.
With the Fall Guy.
Today, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024.
From West Palm Beach, Florida, celebrating Canton Sweet 16.
Hello, Greeley, Colorado.
And Eden Rapids, Michigan.
Besties for 10 years.
From Weatherford, Texas.
From Savage, Minnesota.
Hi to my dad and my sister, Jane.
Wishing my dad a happy birthday.
Back in Pittsburgh.
Happy 80th!
Sending love to our 5 grandkids.
In Washington, D.C.
On a mother-daughter trip.
Because today I turned 20.
We watch the Today Show every day. We love you, Hoda and Savannah.
That was adorable.
Good morning. Savannah's got some people to visit with. Say hello to. We're happy to all go outside in a bit. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Beautiful, sparkly morning in New York City.
We can say good morning, sunshine, and mean it. Look at all those
first
great faces
time in a
out
while.
There.
All right, guys, let's get to it. It's a busy morning. We're going to get to our news at 8 o'clock. We are going to begin with the escalating protests on college campuses across the country. Several pro-Palestinian demonstrators at NYU were taken into custody last night. Other schools are forced to go remote this morning over safety concerns. NBC's Aaron McLaughlin is at the NYU campus with the very latest. Hey, Aaron, good morning.
Hey there, Hoda. That's right. Protests erupting at college campuses across the country with safety being a top concern. Here outside of NYU, you can see they've set up barricades outside of the university. And then over my shoulder that way, they're putting up what looks like a plywood wall. We don't know why. We've reached out to the university for comment and are waiting to hear back. Of course, all of this after police entered the campus in the overnight hours, arresting a number of pro-Palestinian students. It's unclear at this point how many. These protests have escalated, seemingly spread following alleged anti-Semitic attacks on Jewish students at Columbia University over the weekend. Columbia University officials this morning announcing that classes will be hybrid for the rest of the semester. And then yesterday at Yale University, at least 45 protesters were arrested for refusing to remove their encampment from that campus. All of this, of course, happening as Jewish students across the country celebrate Passover. Many Jewish students saying they do not feel safe, while pro-Palestinian protesters say they want their voices heard. Hoda.
All right, Aaron McLaughlin at NYU. Aaron, thank you.
We turn now to Donald Trump's historic hush money trial. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker back on the stand today. And this comes as prosecutors are asking the judge to hold the former president in contempt of court, arguing he has repeatedly violated the gag order. NBC's senior legal correspondent Laura Jarrett here to break it all down. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Mr. Trump's defense team is hoping to fend off allegations that he's repeatedly violated this judge's gag order that bars him from commenting on jurors, witnesses, and the DA's staff in this hush money case. Then the jury will hear more testimony from a key witness in this trial, tabloid king David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. He's expected back on the stand this morning. He's important because prosecutors say he met with Mr. Trump and his former fixer, Michael Cohen, back in 2015. The trio accused of hatching a plot to help Mr. Trump's election chances by buying up damaging stories so others couldn't publish them. It's a tactic known as catch and kill. Now, prosecutors told the jury in openings that Pecker was onto the story of an adult film actress, Stormy Daniels, who had threatened to go public about a past liaison with Mr. Trump in the waning days of the 2016 election, an affair he denies, but Mr. Trump had failed to pay up. So Mr. Cohen ends up making the payment to Daniels on his behalf. After Pecker's direct testimony today, the defense team will get a chance to cross-examine him. Guys.
All right, Laura, thank you very much. And a programming note, Lester Holt sits down with FBI Director Christopher Wray. They're going to talk about the potential risks of international and domestic security threats, TikTok, and a lot more. An exclusive interview tonight on Nightly News.
Well, now to the latest on the Baltimore Bridge collapse. The city of Baltimore is accusing the owners of the Dolly cargo ship of putting an unseaworthy vessel into the water. In court papers filed yesterday, the city says the ship's owners were negligent and should be held fully liable for last month's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They call the company's actions, quote, grossly and potentially criminally negligent. The court filings come in response to a petition filed by Dolly's owners seeking to limit their liability. A spokesperson for the company declined to respond to the city's accusations.
Coming up in Pop Start, big news for us Bridget Jones fans.
What?
Wait to hear what star Hugh Grant says about this upcoming sequel.
Okay, first though, an in-depth look at the life of groundbreaking TV journalist Barbara Walters. From her big break right here on Today to all of those legendary interviews, our Kate Snow is here to tell us about the Rule Breaker. But first, this is Today on NBC.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back, 8:12, with a deeply personal look at one of the legends in broadcast journalism, the late Barbara Walters, who got her start, by the way, right here on Today.
There's a new book out today. It's called The Rule Breaker, written by Susan Page, the Washington bureau chief of USA Today and author of several books about powerful women. And NBC's Kate Snow had a chance to sit down with Susan, talk about Barbara's impact. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, this is a really thorough account of Barbara Walters' life from her childhood through her time here at Today and another network and then launching The View. The new book paints a picture of an ambitious, driven journalist who, in many ways, paved the way for generations of women in journalism.
Barbara Walters was definitely a rule breaker.
Get your own cup of coffee.
Starting behind the scenes here at Today, then reporting on lighter fare at first.
This is a nail ring.
I did indeed go to bunny school.
Famously went undercover as a Playboy bunny.
When President Kennedy died, she proved she could cover hard news.
These are the honor guards guarding the casket of President Kennedy.
Today, the women in China speak.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Well, good morning, Barbara. How are you?
So pleased.
President Nixon helps Barbara Walters make a connection with Prince Philip.
Puts in a good word for her. Nixon said, you should let Barbara Walters interview you, and he did.
Your Royal Highness, I promised President Nixon that I would begin this interview with a question of his, a question he suggested.
Here's the details.
In 1971, Barbara sat alongside Today host Frank McGee.
Here this morning is Barbara Walters.
I thought for a second you couldn't remember.
No.
Frank McGee sets up a rule that she can't speak until he has had his say.
Barbara Walters was not allowed to speak during an interview.
My question is, do you think
until he had asked the first three questions.
So much heat.
So she pivoted and started arranging interviews in the field.
What I wanted to ask is how she could do the first three questions and all the other questions too.
After McGee's death in 1974, Barbara Walters became the first woman named co-host of Today, interviewing newsmakers and stars.
Was it happy for you to make it?
I enjoyed it very much.
And after 13 years...
This is my last day on Today, so
she jumps to ABC News and gets a big contract. That was really something.
$1 million a year. And it gave her this nickname, Million Dollar Baby, which she hated. Sexist and demeaning.
Her co-anchor, Harry Reasoner, threatened to quit when they hired Barbara as the first female evening co-anchor and treated her terribly, even on air.
I had a little trouble in thinking of what to say to welcome you.
Barbara Walters at the time said she thought she was drowning.
You say the tension was so obvious that even John Wayne, the film legend, wrote to Barbara, "Don't let the bastards get you down."
She kept that letter forever.
All of it, Paige says, motivating Barbara to work harder. She landed a huge interview with Cuban leader Fidel Castro.
There was a lot of speculation at the time. Were they maybe seeing each other, having a relationship?
Maybe more than friends. You know, she said no, but they definitely had a spark.
She interviewed so many famous people.
She knew how to make people cry. I mean, that became part of her signature, too.
The life that we didn't see on TV, her personal life, what was that like?
She had three failed marriages. She adopted a daughter from whom she was estranged for a long time, although they eventually reconciled.
You go back to her childhood and talk a lot about how really difficult it was. She had a father who he would invest in things and make money and then lose money.
She knew that she had to be responsible for all of them. And that was really, I think, what fueled that remarkable drive that she had.
Your biography definitely goes there on Barbara Walters as competitor and really competing, especially with Diane Sawyer, to get the best interviews.
So Katharine Hepburn has agreed to an interview with Diane Sawyer for her news magazine. And Barbara, who knows Katharine Hepburn, calls her while they're setting up the cameras in her apartment and says, "Don't do the interview with Diane, you should do it with me."
While they're setting up the cameras.
Yes, but Katharine Hepburn said, "I'm not gonna do that."
But Barbara tried.
Her drive was infamous.
She would put her job in front of everything.
And maybe she had to. You were doing things no woman had ever done. Women in television today no longer have to begin as I did.
She paved the way for the next generations in TV.
She reshaped it. She defined it. She redefined it.
Huh. Of course, she went on to create The View and had a whole other chapter late in life. A lot of people don't know that SNL sketch, Baba Wawa, which poked fun at her speech. Susan writes that Barbara was really upset by that. Betty Davis, the actress, told Barbara the caricature is, quote, very important on your way to becoming a legend. So there you go. Barbara Walters was certainly.
And you worked with Barbara and Diane and the whole crew, right, at ABC?
I did. And
front row seat.
Well, some of that, you know, there's a whole chapter about Diane. And Diane spoke with Susan Page for the book. A lot of it I saw and heard about while I worked at ABC. There was definitely that competitiveness that was sort of fostered from above by some of the bosses at ABC. They pitted them against each other a lot. But I will say Diane also goes on out of her way to say that they had a friendship as well. So it was complicated. I think a lot of this book is complicated, right? Mm-hmm. Barbara Walters was so fiercely competitive. I was struck by kind of the end chapters of her life. Mm. She wasn't sure she had done enough, if you can believe that. There's a line in the book that she was propelled not by her strength, but by her uncertainties.
I get that.
It says a lot. And I hesitate to say this, but the book says, Susan Page writes, that she was even resentful at times at some of us, the later generations that came, because she had to fight so hard. She had to go through so much, and we had
the doors
were
already open.
I'm sure a lot of trailblazers feel that way.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Right. That's very human. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. It's understandable, and it is true. Wow. A totally different world.
Wow.
Sounds like a fascinating book.
Yeah.
It is a fascinating book.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's worth reading.
Thanks, Kate. Thank you so much. It's called The Rule Breaker, The Life and Times of Barbara Walters. It's out today. Let's switch gears now. Get a check of the weather.
Deborah worked with Barbara, and Barbara told her one of the things, don't do what I did, put your family ahead of your job.
Wow. So Deborah's quoted throughout the book.
Okay. Well,
I was like, I guess
I'm gonna have to read it now.
You're not quoted.
And nor should I be. Anyway, some showers and storms up in the upper Great Lakes. Severe storms, central Texas, western warmth. Gonna be gorgeous out west. Don't forget, heading out the door, Sirius XM, channel 108. But best time of the morning.
Hey, Popstar Power. Popstar today. So much good stuff, guys. And we're gonna start with Celine Dion in the latest issue of Vogue France, the music icon, opening up about her health and how she's managing stiff person syndrome, telling the publication that she hopes to get to a point where she can return to the stage at least sometime soon. Dion saying, well, I'm well, but it's a lot of work. I'm taking it one day at a time, and revealing a peek into her current training, telling Vogue, 5 days a week I undergo athletic, physical, and vocal therapy. I work on my toes, my knees, my calves, my fingers, my singing, my voice. I have to learn to live with it now and stop questioning myself. For more on the latest issue of Vogue, just head over to today.com. Speaking of Celine, next up, we're talking this former music video collaborator.
That's from the Deadpool 2 soundtrack there.
Yes.
So now Ryan Reynolds is back for another sequel of the movie. And in the new trailer for Deadpool 3, this time he's teaming up with his real-life buddy, Hugh Jackman, stepping back into his iconic X-Men Wolverine role.
Hold on, Savannah could care less about that.
Finally, for the guys on the couch.
Well, I like that.
I got one for you coming up. Don't worry. I got one for you. Deadpool Wolverine hits theaters in July. Next up, Bridget Jones.
Let's go.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carson.
Zellweger is set to return to the iconic role with another sequel called Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. In a new interview with Entertainment Tonight, rom-com king Hugh Grant is opening up about the love story's next chapter.
Looks like Daniel Cleaver isn't dead after all.
Mark your calendars. Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boys, slated for Valentine's Day 2025.
Can't wait.
Yeah. All right, next up, Bill Burr, very funny comedian. Love Bill Burr. Yeah. Known for his many hot takes. He's sharing a relatable parenting moment we can all get behind. In a new video for GQ, Burr's revealing how having kids changed his TV habits and has him pressing pause on tuning into football.
Bluey.
Bluey's really good.
Bluey's real.
Yeah. Bluey big in your house
Oh my
Goldie?
Gosh. Bluey's got a death grip on the Daily Family. My God, yes, I can relate to that. And finally, Uncle Al, we're looking at you today. Best-selling author Mr. Al Roker is launching a
brand new book,
Murder on Demand. Weird name for an autobiography.
Well, exactly.
You have a lot to explain.
You just tell me who you want me to kill.
What?
Hold on. Let's outside of the plaza, we can get a shot of everybody out there. The crowd scoring themselves a free copy.
What?
Uncle Al, you're going to need a pen. Can we go out?
So.
You're going to sign a bunch of books there.
Bet.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's part of my morning show mystery series with Billy Blessing, who was a morning show host, a cook, a chef, and a restaurant owner. Well, in this one, he's fallen on hard times, and he's cooking out on the North Fork of Long Island.
That's the series.
And now he's back and solving more mysteries.
This is Al's 112th book.
That's unbelievable.
You are an icon.
You really are.
Murder on Demand.
Murder. But do you have to read the other books
in the
series?
You don't have to read the other three. We have enough callbacks. But if you'd like, they're all out now. Blackstone Publishing has put them out. So you can get the whole set.
Why don't you bring this to a TV series like Luther?
Well, it actually was earlier a TV series on Hallmark, Movies and Mysteries.
Wait,
Robinson Peake.
Oh, I remember.
Into a woman.
Yes, I remember. Which,
not that there's anything wrong with that. You know?
Again,
Murder on Demand.
Now you can check out all the information over at today.com. Uncle Al.
Way to go,
love
Al.
You, buddy.
Way
that's awesome.
Wow. All right. Still ahead, you guys. Superstars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt taking our own Kaylee Hartung on a very wild ride. They even let her take the wheel.
Yeah, she's got the scoop on the new movie. It's action, it's comedy, it's romance. It's called The Fall Guy.
Look at that.
think we're on. I'll come right.
Oh, see, I mean, the sun is really shining out there. 23rd of April. Guys, coming up. No one takes a better selfie than Hoda.
She had the mouth open. She looks genuinely excited.
She gets everyone in.
A million photos.
We're just talking about how good you are at taking the selfie.
Yeah, you're like the queen.
I know how to do it better.
You got the arm.
I got a really long arm. What's that thing like? Masterclass. You should do masterclass selfie.
That's my thing.
I look so excited every time you take
it. It's the best.
It's amazing.
Guys, two of the biggest stars in Hollywood recently took our own Kaylee Hartung on a thrilling ride. They even let her drive for part of it. They filled her in on their new action rom-com, The Fall Guy. She's right here in our studio, going to tell us everything about it.
Plus, Dr. Taz Bhatia is here with tips to balancing your blood sugar. It can help you avoid weight gain and other health issues. She'll let us know what the best foods are to eat, which ones we should avoid, and some of them may surprise you.
All right, looking forward to that. And then if you're looking to add a little more variety to your family's menu, we've got you covered. That is Chef Robbie Feliz, who's making this delicious and easy pasta ramen dish. Lots to talk about with this cuisine coming up.
Okay, all right. Then coming up in just a few minutes on the third hour of today, guys, a health insurance guide that could help you pick a better plan and also save you some money in the process.
All right. Yeah. Let's ask our sunshine about this beautiful sunshine in the weather forecast.
Gorgeous here. We're going to take a look to the weekend as everybody takes a look. Some morning frost, but sunshine on Friday along the East Coast. We're looking at severe storms, midsection of the country, kind of wet out west. We move into Saturday, severe storms, Texas, rain and snow in the Rockies. Look for wet weather around the Great Lakes. Then Sunday, we're expecting the sunny weather in the southeast. We're looking at plenty of storms, midsection of the country, Great Lakes all the way down to Texas, mild highs out west with a few showers in the Pacific Northwest. And that's your latest weather.
Oh, come with me. Come with me. Look at this sign. This is the cutest. What's your name? Ryan made a beautiful sign. We just want to say thank you. How old are you? Five. Wow.
Who's that right there? Who are those girls? Us?
Oh, the best. All right, coming up next. Who knew that our Kaylee Hartung did her own stunt? She went on a wild ride with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. And she's here in Studio 1A to tell us all about the new action movie. It's called The Fall Guy. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Look at all those folks holding out Roper's new book. A look at a highly anticipated film, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt's new movie, The Fall Guy, is a thrilling tribute to the madness that unfolds on the set of a big budget blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. NBC's Kaylee Hartung recently got, I think, one of the best assignments I've seen this year. Yeah, good morning. Okay. It looked like a wild one.
It absolutely was. You guys are going to want to buckle up for this. I had to, quite literally. So The Fall Guys build as a love letter to action movies and the crews that make them, with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt teaming up for the hilariously thrilling love story.
When two of the world's biggest movie stars take you for a drive,
there's a brick wall.
Expect a full throttle thrill ride.
Oh, look at you go.
Come on now.
That's Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling flexing their action star status.
Is that really happening?
Well, kinda.
Did you bring a bar?
Do you want this?
Here we go.
The truth is, they do a much better job in their new movie, The Fall Guy. In the action-packed love story from our sister company, Universal Pictures, Gosling plays Colt Seavers, a hotshot stuntman trying to win back his ex, up-and-coming director Jody Moreno, played by Blunt.
We need to keep it super profesh.
Cool. Do you want to make out?
Nope.
And there are plenty of laughs along the way.
Is this movie the best combination of all your favorite things?
That was the goal. I think it just felt like we could have all the things.
We could get real greedy. And we did.
Nobody would guess that this movie is the first time you two have ever worked together.
First.
And it'll be the last.
You know how people say, oh, it's effortless working with them.
Not at all.
The pair's comedic chemistry shines, but the film's tribute to stunts and the people who make them possible are certainly scene stealers. Including this daring car flip. With 8.5 cannon rolls, the movie broke a real-life record.
That scene is a great scene in general because Logan Holiday, who broke that record, is the guy that puts me into the car for a stunt he's about to do. And then he breaks the record, and then he pulls me out of the car and pats me on the back for the stunt he just did.
You were just eating a breakfast burrito, and then he comes in.
He was breaking records and giving me the credit for it.
How proud are you both to be able to put a spotlight
on those people.
So proud and so grateful.
You work with these stunt performers and they are so selfless. And I don't know why they've lived in the shadows of sort of us declaring just how vital they are.
When you're watching your own films, can you tell the difference between your stunt double and yourself?
100% you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Like there's stuff, like I had this incredible...
When it looks super cool.
It's not you.
It's not you.
Still, they do get in on some of the high stakes action.
Expectation versus reality, a falling 12 stories.
I honestly don't remember very much of it. It's funny because I put on sunglasses to hide the... I had these owl eyes. I was so afraid. I just had to kind of like try and cover it up.
Is it accurate to say Emily has done more of her own stunts than you have?
Ooh, probably.
Ooh. What's my nickname?
Emily Stunty Blunty.
There you go.
Really? Party cover! Safe to say Blunts earned the title, with the help of some movie magic, of course. That's the Fall Guys stunt driver, Logan Holiday, controlling our rigged out stunt car from the roof.
Look at that move.
Ah! On a dime.
Do you want to have a go? You can donut.
Everybody
honestly,
okay with this?
I think we'd be safer if you were.
I think.
Turns out it takes some practice.
You made it look so easy.
Oh!
Everybody good? Everybody good?
Ever thought about robbing banks?
Luckily, behind every action star...
This is it. Hit you close up.
...is a heroic stunt performer.
The Today Show's in the driver's seat.
With the Fall Guy.
Well done.
Wow. Awesome.
Well done.
Awesome.
Incredible. Added to my resume, I do my own stunts.
That's pretty good.
But really, while it does take some of the movie magic that you just saw with Logan Holiday, that stunt driver on the roof, you're still in a car speeding towards a brick wall right before you skid. So the acting in it all is to not look terrified. Just like Ryan was describing when he was falling 12 stories.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had sunglasses in that car. It would have looked way cooler.
Those two have some real chemistry.
Honestly. They do. And the movie, guys, it's out next Friday.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
Where did he get that bag he was breathing
in? Pulled it out of his pocket.
Just messing
with the song. Prop humor. I love
cool.
it.
That was
that
awesome.
Sold me. That made me want to see them.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Nice work.
Thank you, Kaylee. Coming up in the third hour, we've got a lot more of Kaylee's interview, including Emily and Ryan telling us if they finally squashed their Barbenheimer.
Oh, that's right. They were in both of those.
The Fall Guy, which would be a great flick to go out and see.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Isn't that like a good like, yes, date night kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Next Friday is your date night.
Straight ahead. The best foods to naturally balance your blood sugar, and does the viral Ozempic trend, does it really work? Ozempic, that's the trend. Does it really work? But first, this is Today on NBC.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
This morning on Your Health, the importance of regulating blood sugar. Millions of Americans are consuming too many added sugars, which can contribute to health problems such as weight gain, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. But here to help us make some healthier choices is Dr. Taz Bhatia, a physician and author of the book, The Hormone Shift. Dr. Taz, good morning. So good to see you.
Thank you.
I see a lot of people wearing these blood sugar monitors. A lot of people are starting to pay attention to the blood sugar. So what you want to fuel your body, you want to be energized, but explain what's happening when we intake sugar.
Yeah, and I love that people are wearing these monitors, but they can misinterpret the data. Here's the deal. When we eat, our blood sugar levels are going to go up. That's a given. But the issue we're having is that certain types of foods are driving blood sugar levels up higher. Mm-hmm. And what is happening here is when blood sugar goes up, insulin's released, blood sugar gets moved to where it's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. But if we're chronically eating foods that are spiking our blood sugar, well, the insulin kind of quits in a way. The body stops responding to it.
Oh, it's like that's enough.
Exactly. So this is called insulin resistance. And that's where we start to gain weight. We see belly fat, and we then develop all the different diseases of metabolic health.
So you can look at carbs and things to figure out what your and sugars to see what your blood sugar is going to be like. But there are certain foods, I think, that you look at and you think, wow, that's probably good for me. This is probably going to be okay. It doesn't have a lot of sugar, but it ends up spiking your blood sugar.
Very much. So, and I think one of the things that people have to understand is that all foods have a certain glycemic load, meaning how quickly will it raise your blood sugar? Mm-hmm. And the number one culprit of doing that are going to be obviously high sugar foods, processed foods, foods with a lot of additives and chemicals.
Right.
So before we even get into some of these, the first rule of thumb is really to try to bring in real food. Real food makes a difference. When we put too much into food, that's when we see these blood sugar levels.
So not processed stuff.
Exactly. Okay. But then there's some other ones that are surprising, right?
Yeah.
So one of these, for example, is something like coffee. Coffee raises blood sugar. People don't realize
Wait,
that.
Wait, you're talking black coffee with no sugar in it?
No sugar can spike your blood sugar.
How?
And it's the combination of the caffeine and coffee itself. So
okay.
It'll drive blood sugar up very quickly. And so many people are riding the highs and lows of what coffee is doing to them and then going for a second and third cup. So they're up and down all day long. Another one is sushi. We all love going out for sushi, right? But the white rice, that's a very high glycemic load. So that's
sure.
a big one as well. Your non-dairy milks. While many people have issues with dairy, when we rely on a non-dairy milk
like
without oat, almond, coconut, any of these, then we're spiking our blood sugar
There's
up much
a milk,
faster.
By the way, called Ripple, which I've tried.
Seen Ripple.
By the way, it's got low carb, it's tasty, and I don't know what's in there, but it doesn't spike the blood sugar. An acai bowl, I would think, has a lot of fruit and things
in it.
It
does. I mean, when you make your own acai bowl, you can control whether it's sweetened or unsweetened yogurt, sweetened or unsweetened granola, but a commercial one can have up to 75 grams of sugar. That's three times your daily limit of what you're supposed to be getting
in. If you're trying to control your intake, should you be looking at carbs or sugars? What are you looking at on the packaging?
I think the most simple thing is look at sugar first.
Oh, sugar
I think
first.
That's critical, and then
okay.
look at carbs. And you want the right combination. You really want to push protein and fiber. Those are the foods that are going to push blood sugar down. And there's some great sources of those foods as well.
We got to talk about this. It's on TikTok. It's going wild. It's called Ozempic.
Yes.
What is that?
So that's a trend. Basically, oats have a lot of fiber. So half a cup of oats, a cup of water, some lime and cinnamon. People are blending it, drinking it throughout the day to feel full. And it does indeed keep you full, but it's not giving you the macronutrients you need. So you're going to be missing out on things like protein and additional fiber to keep blood sugar down.
So lastly, if you want to keep your blood sugar consistent, what kinds of food should you be eating?
Think vegetables, high fiber vegetables. Okra is a great option.
Oh.
It has B6 and folate, which lowers blood sugar. Your lean proteins, chicken, beef, all of these really efficient ounce per ounce in terms of how much their ability is to lower blood sugar. Your healthy fats are a good one too. Trying to
avocado,
bring those
things
into
like
the
that.
Diet, your nuts, seeds, avocados, trying to bring more of that. And again, really thinking clean, whole food over processed, packaged or convenience
foods. Great advice. Thank you so much, Dr.
Thank
we appreciate it. Carson, you got something cooking in the kitchen?
Oh, I don't, but I want to learn how to make this. And I think we all are. We are cooking up, get this, Italian ramen. This is an incredibly talented upcoming chef right here, Robbie Felice. He's here, and he's brought this cuisine. We're going to learn how to make it. It's going to be delicious. Italian and Japanese flavors together. But first, this is Today on NBC. We are back and excited today. Food rising star and James Beard nominated chef Robbie Felice is here to share a recipe that, if you can believe it, melds the flavors of Italy and Japan. Robbie offers this Wafu Italian cuisine at Pasta Ramen in Montclair, New Jersey, where he is a co-founder and executive chef. It is the first ever Italian ramen shop. Mm. Chef, good to have you.
Jump.
I mean,
wow.
Italy, Japan, they're 6,000 miles apart. How do these cuisines come together?
They mesh perfectly, like absolutely perfectly. And I think this dish that we're making today is the perfect dish to show everyone that. It's actually made with ketchup, which is insane.
Amazing.
You know, I never wanted to do it the first 2 years we were doing this.
That goes against all of your classic training,
everything.
Right?
Everyone at home right now is cringing hearing, you know, Japanese ketchup pasta or ramen, traditionally called spaghetti Napolitan.
Okay.
So basically, we start out here.
And we
with
can make it at home, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Right, super, super easy. So we start out here with either some soppressata, or here we have calabrese. So we're just going to start cooking that.
A little
right
oil
here.
Down, and then your
favorite. Yeah, just a little olive oil, calabrese. These are basically the star ingredients here. So a little bit of garlic.
What does this taste like? It looks hot.
Just calabrese. It's a little bit spicy, but you just kind of want it for that Italian flavor, that cured meat flavor.
Yep.
So soppressata, calabrese, whatever works. A little bit of sliced onion.
Yep.
Some butter mushrooms, cremini mushrooms. Green bell peppers.
When you make a dish and somebody looks at it, do you want them to recognize either Italian or Japanese or something?
No, it's got to be the perfect mesh. So my whole, ever since starting to kind of do this project, if I let someone taste something and they have that kind of pause when I ask them, is it Italian or Japanese?
You're like,
and they pause, I'm like, oh, I nailed
it. Oh, you
it.
Got them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
so
it looks
that's
right
exactly what we're going for. Yep.
Really
and who lays claim to this? The more like Japanese or more Italian?
I would say it's definitely more common in Japan. Yep. I just got back from a recent trip to Japan and seeing how well they do it there. It
right.
was like really cool to come back and, you know.
You're all fired up
yeah,
for the Montclair
Yeah, real fired
spot.
Up. Yep, good absolutely.
All right, so we got these down. What are we going to put together here?
So now here we have a little bit of ponzu.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of soy sauce.
Let me get to our eating table because you guys are eating it. Everybody's
insane.
Dying to know. What does it taste like?
So good.
It actually is right in the middle.
Right.
It works.
Yeah,
yep.
It's really good.
Works, chef.
I don't taste any ketchup.
Soda with the chopsticks. Uncle Al with the fork.
I went with fork, too.
I'm on fork.
I can't use chopsticks.
Al's got fork because he's got murder on his mind. All right, there's the ketchup. What is the reasoning for the ketchup and not just like a canned tomato paste or something? I mean,
the Japanese like that ketchup.
Wow.
Fair enough.
Just regular ketchup?
Regular ketchup.
Hey, so what does this do, chef? It just kind of chills and...
Yeah, it just kind of sautés all together. We let that cook down. And then we're going to cook our ramen here.
And the ramen you're getting at the market and just like a...
Yeah,
I like using
like a fresh ramen. They have them at most like Asian grocery stores. Even some regular grocery stores have it these days. So these guys will cook for about 2 minutes.
Not long,
and then we're
going
to throw it right in here.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything to this sort of like, you know, they say a little bit of pasta water?
Yeah, I mean, the ramen has a ton of starch. And
like
starch is like a Italian chef's best friend. So when I first started cooking ramen, I was like, you know, why isn't every Italian chef using ramen? Because of all this starch, you can see how starchy the water is. So it works even better to kind of develop your sauce.
Is ramen having a moment? Like, is it still a thing?
I mean, I think ramen's been having its moment.
They just opened one of my
since for a few thousand years.
Even more having
ramen
a moment now.
Opening up all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now with the melding of the Italian world, is just one item on your menu in Jersey? Or is your whole restaurant based on this pasta ramen? What other sorts of combos do you offer?
Yeah, so we have a ramen section, a mezman section. We have your traditional ramen where it has those broths. And then we have one that's more of a mezman like these guys are eating today. Where it's brothless, and then, you know, appetizers are your antipasti section,
right.
And then obviously entrees, but everything's that mesh of Japanese-Italian cuisine.
Awesome. All right, so you've just added the ramen like you would with a pasta. You just add it to the sauce.
And we're just going to kind of get that to come all together nice, coat the noodles.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is going to be a little bit of butter in here.
A little butter? Oh, that's a lot of butter.
Yeah, put it in.
Yeah, you know.
Why do you save the butter for the end?
A little bit. Just so it brings it all together right at the end. A little bit of fresh cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Your kids are going to love this.
Mm. Try it, Carsey.
You know, I realize that ramen has been around for thousands of years.
Yeah.
I want to clarify that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the ramen specific shops, you put anything. Okay, good. Just want to make sure that.
Just teasing.
All right, good. Chef, thank you very much.
Drive
Don't forget,
Carsey.
You can now save your favorite recipes from the show with a free Today account. Make it. Go to that QR code right there. Go to today.com/food.
Take a bite.
Get this recipe and access your free account
if you're
in Montclair.
Take a bite.
Check out Pasta Ramen. Chef, thank you so much. Congratulations on everything. Appreciate it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, go.
It's really good.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Carson.
Go back in there.
Wow, that is rich. That's delicious.
That is amazing.
That's it.
All right.
Well, then,
good. It's probably cold to eat it all.
That's really good. Little pancetta. Is there something in there? What's a crunch?
Oh, that's that calabrese.
All right, we gotta go, everybody.
Bye.
Carson has no idea what he just made.
I don't know if it's delicious.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right nasal strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.